You're tuned to All Things Considered on GPB. Live from the GPB newsroom, I'm Ricky Bevington. Good Monday. Georgia has selected a new system for voters. GPB's Stephen Fowler reports on what will change for you in 2020.
Dominion Voting Systems will provide Georgia with 30,000 ballot marking devices. Like our current system, these are touchscreen voting machines. What's new? The device prints out a paper record of your selection. That paper ballot is then scanned and tabulated at the precinct level. The $106 million contract is said to be one of the largest voting machine purchases in the country. It replaces longtime vendor ES&S. Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger's office says the ballot marking devices should be in place for the March 24, 2020 presidential primary. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.
Today, a judge delayed sentencing for a former Atlanta police officer today. 9-year veteran Matthew Johns admitted to beating an unarmed teen in 2016, and the AJC reports the judge gave Johns 30 more days to argue that his PTSD is a mitigating factor. Johns served two tours in Iraq with the Marines. He did plead guilty to 6 charges. There's been a cyber attack at another state agency. The ransomware attack happened Friday within the Georgia Department of Public Safety's computer system. The department says normal operations were not interrupted. The Federal Bureau of Investigation is looking into the attack. Earlier this month, computer systems for Lawrenceville Police, Henry County Government, and the Blackshear Police Department were also attacked. I'm Ricky Bevington for GPB News.